This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Students, parents, and staff are fighting a Chicago public school proposal they fear will ruin a Southwest Side preschool. At a press conference yesterday, teacher Arcelia Pineda stressed the specialness of Velma Thomas Preschool. It uses a highly touted approach that centers the agency of students and is dual language, offering instruction in both Spanish and English. And it's a block away from McKinley Park.
Throughout my years here at the school, the children have studied the trees at the park. They build relationships with them and gave them names.
CPS wants to move Velma Thomas from an old Catholic school building into an existing elementary school. But Panetta and others believe the school would lose its community and identity and eventually close. In other CPS news, a new report finds that Chicago public school students are graduating high school at unprecedented rates. But it also predicts that less than a third of current freshmen will complete a college credential in the next decade. Don McCoy leads the 2 and 3 Project, the research group behind the report. He says making sure CPS students can access college is not just about getting them degrees.
I think about my own experience. If you tried to explain to 17-year-old me what my job would be today, he would have been like, "You're lying. I didn't know this even existed. I didn't even learn necessarily that this job was possible in college, but it set me on a path to have experiences to be able to get here."
He says that's what he wants for all CPS students. Illinois prison employees were picketing outside of prisons all across the state yesterday. Their demand from the state is to hire more staff. Anders Lindahl is with AFSCME Council 31, a labor union representing prison workers. He says because there's less staff, those incarcerated have been abusing dangerous substances and assaulting staff more frequently.
The work that they're doing is difficult, challenging, stressful, even under the best of circumstances. These are far from ideal circumstances, and too often raising issues seems to fall on deaf ears from management.
The Illinois Department of Corrections say they are working with other state agencies to crack down on illicit substances being snuck into the facilities. Chicago's Fashion Week is coming to a close this weekend with a series of runway shows and designer events. Chicago had not had a Fashion Week for many years. Event producer Carrie Lannon told WBEZ's sister station Vocalo that the event's 2024 return has helped bring attention to designers in the city's backyard.
I love the cultural diversity of our events. There's really, we're hoping something for everyone. Right now we're focused on making this a great success, but we are definitely, we all have folders putting ideas in for 2025 as well.
This weekend's lineup includes the unveiling of a costume collection retrospective at the Chicago History Museum. Tickets are still available for several of the events at chicagofashionweek.com. Some more things you should know today. The Democratic National Convention had an economic impact of more than $370 million here. A new report from Choose Chicago and the Chicago 2024 Host Committee states the August convention generated almost $29 million in state and local tax revenues. Fall weather has arrived in Chicago, and residents are bracing for what could be a colder, wetter winter thanks to La Niña. La Niña refers to the colder ocean waters off the coast of Peru that spark different weather activity for regions around the globe. That's through the jet stream, including colder temps in the northern U.S. The Sun-Times reports this year's La Niña is forecast to be weaker than normal. Experts say this could cause a lot of variety this winter, such as cold snaps and stretches with above-average temperatures. More than 1,000 students across Illinois are getting plant-based lunches this school year. That's thanks to a state law that went into effect last summer, requiring schools that get federal reimbursement for lunches to serve plant-based food upon request. Kids can now eat plant-based versions of burgers and tacos, along with fresh fruits and vegetables. Former public school teacher and Democratic State Senator Natalie Toro said in a statement, this will, quote, lead to significant improvements in both health and academic performance. This weekend's weather, we're expecting a lot of sunshine. Temperatures will reach the low 70s today and tomorrow, and will peak at 78 degrees on Sunday. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.